All right, everybody, what's going on? Road to the Podcast Awards, Ritpa, rolling along, and here we are. It's day 10. Can you believe it, Nicole Cesternino?
I cannot.
Okay, Nicole, today we are again in separate places. I am headed to the Live Know-It-Alls. I am staying in the city. I'm about a block away from the hotel. You are back on Long Island with your parents. How is it going back there?
As you would expect.
Yes.
No, it's not that bad. Sleeping in my twin bed.
What was your night like? So you slept on a twin bed?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
An inflatable twin bed.
Yes.
And it was freezing. Why do people in New York like not put the heat on?
And you got plenty of rest? You were rested up for the show?
I just took a nap.
Yes.
So I'm good.
Okay, good. Yes. I finally got to catch up on some sleep today myself.
Lucky you.
Yes. It's nice. Nobody was here to bother me.
Lucky you.
Yes. It was very nice. It was very nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here we are, Road to the Podcast Awards, getting ready. I'm about 2 hours away from doing the Live Know-It-Alls tonight. So we're going to do this and then I'm going to start getting ready. I went over by the theater, Nicole. It was pretty cool that they had up on the billboard at the marquee that Survivor Know-It-Alls is coming.
Dreams do come true.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. It's because I work with Stephen Fishback.
I think it's the opposite. I think his dreams are coming true because of you.
No. Mm-hmm. It's all because the day I hitched my wagon to Stephen Fishback, everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, here we are, Road to Podcast Awards. Of course, you know by now, Rob is a podcast nominated for not one, but two podcast awards. And
Dose for you, Spanish speaking.
Yes. You could nominate or you could vote for us daily. You already nominated us. You could vote for us daily at podcastawards.com. Best entertainment podcast and People's Choice Podcast of the Year. Nicole, I had a very fun night also. I saw a lot of the people that are in town for the show last night.
I saw some crazy pictures on Facebook.
Yes, lots of fun. And so I was like Baylor and Missy. I just showed up to where everybody was.
Yeah, good.
Roger that. And so that was a very fun night last night. All right, so Nicole, here we are back on the Road to Podcast Awards. Are you ready for today's question?
I am.
Of course, these questions come to us every day. People send them in. We're getting so many great questions right now. We need to start doing more than one question a day, I think, because you can't answer all the questions. You can go to robisthewebsite.com/voicemail to send us in your questions. All right, you ready for today's question from Cody?
Yes, I've been dying to hear from Cody.
All right, here is today's question from Cody.
Hey, Rob, this is Cody calling from Atlanta. I'm wondering if I can get you to channel your inner Ashton Kutcher and give me the butterfly effect of what do you think would have happened if you would have won Amazon or All-Stars. I know that it's been a lot about the podcast, but I guess I'm a little more interested in the history of Rob. So I'd love to hear from you and get your ideas of what would have happened. I'm excited for the audio recording of the Live Know-It-Alls, and I hope you win your podcast awards. Thanks, man. Have a great day.
All right, there you go. There's Cody wants to know butterfly effect, Nicole. I know you love hypothetical situations. That's one of your things that you really like to talk about, hypotheticals and what ifs and what could have happened if this would have been changed one thing. That's really one of your favorite pastimes.
I couldn't think of anything better.
Yes, yes. Because you like sort of like any sort of like creative thinking exercise that is right in your wheelhouse.
I do. I love to think.
Yes. Okay. So
I'm like a philosopher.
Nicole, what would have happened? Well, the first thing that I want to know is if I would have won Survivor the Amazon, would this relationship have gone the same way?
I don't know, but I think I even said to you, like, I hope you don't win, like in the beginning.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Because if I would have won $1 million, all of a sudden, maybe there's other women that are trying to get with me.
That really wasn't what I was going for, but
because I'd be rich.
No, I didn't want you to change.
You don't want me to change. And so so maybe I would have changed and then I would have been
a douche.
I would have maybe gone off and done more things. And
no.
Then, no.
I think I didn't want it to go to your head. I liked things the way that they were. I liked you the way that you were.
See, I thought that I was when we first started dating, I thought that you thought that I was going to win. And then I thought that maybe that you were a gold digger and that you were trying to get to my money because you thought that I won $1 million. But really, the con was on you because I really didn't have $1 million.
But the con was on you because I didn't want you to have it.
No. And then, yeah, the con was on was on you because then I really didn't have any money.
So basically, this relationship was a lie.
Yes. So first off, so if I would have won $1 million, that we probably wouldn't ended up being together. And you say it's because that I would have changed, and I say it's because there would have been too many other women trying to date me because of my $1 million status. And then, but you think that still wouldn't be the case?
It may. I don't know.
And you would have been jealous, and it would. That's not one of your best qualities.
I was 22 years old.
You would have been jealous.
Of course. I mean, I was 22.
Yes. This is also a fun game to play. How is if I won the Amazon? How is Jenna Maraska's life different? Also, that's also another. That's another podcast.
I don't think it's going to be much different.
I think it would be a lot different. I think it would be very different. And so that's a different story. But
yeah.
So we don't end up together. And then do I still end up going to California?
I don't know, Mr. Big Time. I think you would have thought you were too big for...
No, here's what would have happened. No, I would have been... this isn't a happy ending. So this is what I'm trying to get to. So I win $1 million. I end up like getting a big head, and then I don't stay with Nicole because I think that there's other women that are trying to get with me, or Nicole's getting jealous and then she's getting... It's not becoming of her, and so it doesn't end up working. Am I saying anything that's untrue? Am I misrepresenting things?
Well, I don't want to just sound like I'm a jealous lunatic because I'm not.
Yeah, I think you are, but you don't realize it because there's no other women that try to get with me.
It's actually more of the gay men that try to get with you.
Yeah, theoretically, if there were women that were trying to get with me, you would probably be jealous. Right?
No, you know what? I'm much more confident in myself and in our relationship now than I was at 22 when you just came off of a TV show.
Okay, because
so
yeah,
I think yes. There would have been jealousy. Right. I think now, there would have been jealousy for anybody.
Now you wouldn't care that much, but at that point you would have been jealous.
Not that I wouldn't care, but I'm just more comfortable.
You're more confident that there's not anybody that would try to get with me.
No, that's not what I said. So, stop it.
So that would go to my head, and then I'd be like, but then I'd probably like get the survivor curse where like I don't have any money coming in, and then I'm probably like burning through the money in like too fast. I probably still get voted off early on All Stars now because I'm a winner and I have a target on my back. So that's probably the same. And then. So
maybe you'd be on a different tribe.
Maybe, but I think they'd probably do everything the same.
Okay.
Anyway, so then I'm probably like, this is I think I get depressed, and then I really don't know how to get myself out of the depression. And I feel like that the, maybe like I have a little more pride because I'm a survivor winner and I don't go on to work as hard for the next, few years and ultimately get to the point where, like I think of starting a podcast, like I might have more like pride of like, hey, I'm a survivor winner. Like I shouldn't be like, I should be blah, 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 blah. Instead of like, oh, I'm a survivor loser. I need to work for everything. Maybe I have a little bit more like pride about it. And so, I don't think we end up in the same place that we end up in now.
And there's
no Dominic. It's a terrible world.
Oh, that's a terrible world.
Yes, yes. And Nicole is married to some Guido on Long Island.
Some Guido, yeah.
Yeah, and he...
That's for sure.
Yes, and Nicole has like 6 kids by now.
But I'm still skinny.
No. And Nicole's accent is like 3 times worse than it is right now.
That's a very sad story.
It's a sad story. And like I'm on like celebrity rehab.
Yeah, and then you end up with sugar.
No, this story did not turn out to be nice. All right.
This is the worst story ever.
So anyway, that's the darkest timeline, ironically, where I win Survivor. So things worked out much better. Yeah, change one thing, you change everything. And whatever happened, happened.
Thank God I didn't
happened.
End up with Guido.
Thank God I fell off that thing and didn't end up winning because things just turned out so much better.
Thought Life is pretty good. We cannot complain.
I have no complaints. So
none.
All right. So, or all the ones that we have are about stupid things.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they're stupid.
About dumb things. All right. What happened, Nicole?
Nothing.
Tell me.
I hurt myself.
How did you hurt yourself?
My finger accidentally ended up in a door.
You closed your finger in a door?
Yes.
Well, why are you opening doors when you're supposed to be podcasting?
That wasn't the question.
All right. Anyway, Nicole, are you excited to see everybody tonight?
I'm very, very excited. I can't decide on what to wear.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a very first world problem.
It's the first timeline problem.
Yes. Okay. So you're happy that I lost Survivor? Is that what you're saying?
I was happy from the beginning, and I told you that I hope you don't win.
Yes.
Was that a compliment? I hope you don't win.
I guess so. I don't know. All right. Anyway, so Nicole, great job. Thank you for your commitment to the cause of being on these daily podcasts.
Oh, anything for you.
Oh, I appreciate that. All right. So we'll be back tomorrow with another question on day number 11. Remember, vote daily at podcastawards.com for RHAP for best entertainment. Pest Entertainment is another word used to describe it. Best Entertainment Podcast and also People's Choice Podcast of the Year. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
Bye, guys.